I'm here with Philip, who plays Willie in Hobson's Choice at the Crucible Theatre. So hi, Philip.
Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit about your character in Hobson's Choice?
I'm playing Willie Mossop, who is the boot hand to Hobson, and Maggie has her eye on him as a potential husband, but he's, at the beginning of the play, he's not, you know, he's a simple man. He likes a simple life, and, you know, he's made boots all his life, and that's all he's ever learnt.
And he's already got a girlfriend as well.
He's talkened to Ada Figgins, and he's the lodger at her mother's, and it's more of a match that her mother's made than a love match, I think. And I do think he just does anything for an easy life, really. And, you know, there's this girl, and he's living at her mother's, and they're getting married, so he just sort of goes along with it. And he's not an ambitious man. It says in the stage directions he's had a brutalised childhood, which is quite harsh, really, considering you think we're doing a comedy. But I think he's been brought up by his father, and he's had a hard life, and so now he's an adult. He just goes to work, makes his boots, goes home, has his tea, plays his jew's harp, and sits with this girl. And so, yeah, anything for the easy life, really. Yeah.
And so how are rehearsals going for you?
Great, really well, yeah. There's a lovely cast, lovely team. We've all been made to feel really welcome here. And, yeah, it's going really well, actually. I think we're right on schedule. And, you know, we've still got a week and a half to go. And, yeah, it's great. It's going really well. It's lots of fun. It's not a tricky play, really. It's sort of... It's quite clear what we have to do with it. And there's no real big sort of emotional asks of the character or anything. You're not searching, going, you know, it's just fun. And, you know, Barry's brilliant. He's crafting an amazing performance. And it's really lovely. Lovely.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. You've got a good fun cast with you.
Yeah, no, yeah. Good mix of sort of experience and a lot of young actors as well. It's a big cast, actually. It's surprising, was it, like 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's lots of us.
That's great. So Chris Luscombe, who's the director of the play, has previously described Hobson's Choice as Willie's story. What do you think to that?
I don't know, really. I think it's tricky because you can never think of it as... You can only think of your character, really, if you're playing a character. And so a series of things happen to him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I have to concentrate on that rather than the actual story of the play. I think from the audience point of view, they do sort of... They take a shine to him because he's the underdog.
Yeah, they sympathise with him.
They're looking out for him. And whether you know the play or not, you're told all the way through that he's going to be changed, and he's going to be changed, and, you know, he's going to be thought of well at the bank in 10 years' time, and blah, blah, blah. And so I think they're looking out for him, and they want him to succeed, and they want him to be... They want the rags-to-riches thing. So in Act 4, when, you know, we get to see that change, I think the audience is a bit rooting for him, but it's as much a story of Hobson's fall from grace and Maggie's achievements and, you know, what she does for her sisters. And it's just... There's so many different stories going on, I don't think I can sort of...
Strong characters.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I don't really think of it like that. I just think sort of... get on with it.
Well, we're really looking forward to seeing you on stage. That's from Thursday the 26th of May at the Crucible Theatre.